Hi everyone, welcome to Girl Code.
Hello, GC family.
Woo! It's like every time we just like let the rhythm take over in the mornings. I don't know.
I swear this room has just like a power in it.
It does.
You sit down and we black out.
It gets weird.
And then I listen back to the episodes and I'm like,
what did we just speak about?
What the fuck?
No, truly.
But you guys are still here, so thank you so much for that.
Thank you for coming back each week.
We really appreciate it. Yeah, we love you. I'm sorry, I'm so sorry.
My brain. I was like, we love you.
That sounded so ingenuine. I'm running off like...
Kaylin's a mother.
3 hours sleep. Bitch, I'm a mother.
She's a mummy.
We should bring her in at the end.
We should. Oh my God. All the Spotify watchers that are watching on video. Hi.
Hello.
Yes, Kaylin has her new puppy.
Little mini.
She's so cute.
Mini moo for long. Mini moo rolls for extra long. Mm-hmm. Gave her father's last name. I'm just kind of like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she's just the cutest little thing ever, but she's also like so naughty.
Classic puppy.
I know.
Classic puppy vibes, like the little bites with the sharp teeth.
Oh my God, her little fangs are like so sharp. And she just wants to play and they don't understand.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're doing wrong. And you're just like, that fucking hurt.
She can get away with it though because she's so cute.
She
could literally, I don't know, bite a chunk of my flesh off and I'd be like, thank you.
I'd like let her do it.
I'd say thank you.
Everyone thinks that their kid is cute, right? Like, you know, when you see like new mom and
look,
they post
at my
like
baby.
25 photos of their new baby from like slightly different angles. And then you're looking at it and you're like, oh, your baby looks like E.T. Do you know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
No, which like still so cute.
So cute.
But like, we're like, this is the cute, like, she's just so gorgeous. And you're like, objectively, like that's not a cute baby. But like with my princess.
With the Princess Minnie, she is the cutest puppy in the world, okay?
I know, I was like, maybe
she actually is, though. She's so cute.
No, like, factually, I'm like, who do I contact for puppy modeling? Because she's a star.
Someone reach out. I'm serious. She could be huge.
Well, like, I see commercials with little dogs in them, and I'm like, my dog's cuter. But she doesn't know how to do anything.
We can train her. Start them young.
She knows how to sit.
Does she respond to her name yet?
Yeah, she kind of. Like, she takes a little bit, but she...
So cute.
You can tell she kind of knows it.
Oh, my God.
But I call her, like, 5 different names, which I think is, like, throwing things off.
You should stick to... Yeah, stick
like,
to...
Mini, Mini, Moo, 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 Moo.
I feel like she'll get used to it, though.
Yeah.
Mini.
Come here, little rat. Cute.
She's actually adorable, though, guys. So if you haven't seen... Did you post a TikTok?
I posted a TikTok.
I never see your TikToks. They never come
up. It's because you follow me. I have this thing... When you follow someone on TikTok, you never see them on your FYP.
Yeah.
They're just in the following tab.
Yeah, okay. See, I never see your stuff.
Yeah, I see yours sometimes.
I have to physically go stalk you.
Sorry, I was like literally wiped my nose, then like looked at my finger, then realized we're recording. I had to call that out because we kept talking.
I have to physically go stalk you to see your stuff. Like, I haven't seen the vlog from you picking her up. No.
It's like,
I know.
So unfortunate for you.
I know. I'm missing out on the best TikTok creators' content.
I know.
What's
the hell?
What's going on?
Why is TikTok withholding my content? I will flag, though. I find it really funny. So, Minnie is her name. People are messaging me like, I don't realize that she's going to grow. Mm. I'm not joking, you guys. Like, I've had more than one, which is concerning.
Saying she's going to get bigger.
Someone messaged me and was like, did you know it's going to grow?
No.
First of all.
It will get bigger.
Like, why did you call it that? I'm like.
It's cute. I'm like. Also, it's a dog. How big is it going to get?
I was like, it is like a name, not like a mass index. Mm. Also, like, you call a dog Blue. It's not fucking Blue.
Even when it's full grown, when she's full grown, she's still small. It's a dog.
I just like
she's
the
still
name.
Mini.
Like Minnie Mouse.
Yeah.
You know, it's cute.
Everyone just needs to lighten up a little bit, I think.
I know. Oh, my God. Also, the connection. I don't think we ever actually let you know the connection between
we didn't.
And Minnie.
We didn't want to give the name away.
Oh, my God. So true.
There's a special bond that I have with my niece. So, basically, Minnie, which this is weird because Kaylin had no idea about this. So, when I was in high school playing soccer, my nickname on my soccer team was Minnie. My name. And when you go to, like, connect my AirPods, my Apple, anything to do with my Apple ID, it's Minnie. Minnie's AirPods. Like, that's just what I named everything. And then Kaylin comes to me and she's like, oh my God, guess what I'm calling my dog? And I was like, what? And she says, Minnie. And then it gets more weird.
It does.
The breeder put up a story saying the siblings' names. And one of the siblings' names is Cello.
Yeah.
What? Minnie and Cello.
And if, you know, if anyone who doesn't know.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I used to play the cello.
She used to play the cello.
I used to play the cello and I was called Minnie.
Yeah.
How weird.
And then the other dog in the litter, puppy, was also called Minnie. There was a second Minnie. Mm-hmm. And then the next dog had the same name as our accountant. Which is a very niche name. It's
just like a very niche name.
It's Rigby. Like, how many people do you know called Rigby?
Exactly.
No one.
No one. So there was cello, Minnie times two, and Rigby. I just think it's a sign. Oh my God, she was also born on the 23rd.
Yes. And obviously we're born on the
23rd. I'm just, there's too many, there's. She was meant to be in our lives, basically.
As soon as she got here, like, she was freaking out. I was carrying her, like, in the lift. She's, you know, not used to noises and things. Mm. We got in here, and she came straight to Maddie and just, like, went and cuddled in and fell asleep on your lap.
It's just, we have this special bond, and I'm just so glad she's in our lives. Truly. It's, like, changed my life. It's, like, not even my dog. I'm, like, wow.
I feel like she's like the whole friendship group's dog. Like, everyone's so involved.
We've told the story about the Cleos. So she's the latest Cleo member.
Yeah. And we also used to do a thing where we'd send photos of dogs in the group chat. Oh, yeah. And they would also be Cleos.
Yeah.
I understand if you're not following along because
it's a lot to take in.
It doesn't make sense. Everyone's a Cleo, whatever. So now we actually have our own Cleo, which is really cute.
Yeah. Our Cleo.
She's our Cleo.
Screaming. So yeah, we need to get her a little dog bed for in here.
We should like, put her, like a little pedestal.
Oh my God, stop it. Like a little, like
she raises up. Imagine if that's how we did the reveal. Oh, she like, my God, raised up from the floor and was like,
meow. So cute.
That was a meow.
Meow.
I'm so tired, you guys.
Caitlin's sleep deprived.
My child does not sleep.
Get ready for a whole year of that. Is it a year? I'd say it's probably like,
I think they stop crying. She should stop crying pretty soon, hopefully. Okay. Hopefully.
Right. Just to show how much I know.
Yeah, it depends on the dog. It's been 1 week. She's not too bad, but she does probably like wake us up like 3 or 4 times in the night because she needs to go to the toilet.
I feel like when you get woken up as well, it just disrupts your sleep cycle.
Yes.
Like, even if you fall back asleep, your sleep is just out of whack.
No, for real. And now I'm like sick, like
tired.
Before I got her, I felt like a little like tickle in my throat and I was like, no, I'll be fine. And then I felt fine. And then like once I started not sleeping, I'm like, I feel so unwell.
Well, drop her off anytime, baby.
No,
anytime.
I will. Truly.
Seriously.
Truly, I will. But yeah, mum life is just heaven. So many people in the GC family were sending me photos of their dog being like, I don't know, insert dog name, says hi.
Oh my God.
It was so cute. It was like, Lucky says hi, Little says hi. I was like,
oh, stop it.
Screaming. It was really cute. Wow. So
that is really adorable.
She's our new mascot. We need to get her like a hoodie.
We do.
Some like something outfitting. Pink. She has a pink jacket, a pink puffer jacket.
Why is it not on?
She fucking hates that pink jacket.
Sorry, girl code family.
she like
hates it.
She wrestles it off. She's like tries to eat zipper. But like after like an hour, she like is
a little
peace.
Like pink booties.
Oh my God, booties, don't. I've
never a seen little pink boots. Bedazzled collar. Stop it.
I actually found
that's so cute.
Okay, so my birthday is next month.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for that too. There's so many exciting things.
Like kind of just forgot about it until just then.
Wow.
But I found an outfit.
Yeah. Is it cute? Do you have a matching with Minnie? Stop.
It is a Prada beret, like a little beret, and it's got like an understring and you put it on and it's like black little Prada beret. It's so fucking cute.
Oh,
and they have
my God.
Bandanas and like little bow ties and stuff.
Wow.
It's fake.
That
I
is
saw it.
So cute though.
It's like one of those dog like fake designer brands.
But who's actually buying designer stuff for their dog?
I mean, I'm sure there's rich people out there. Yeah, so that's gonna be her birthday outfit, like her little Prada hat and bow tie.
What star sign is she?
Oh my God, let's look it up. Mm. What was she born in?
23rd of April?
Oh, she's a Taurus. I don't know any Tauruses.
I don't know any Tauruses either. What even is a Taurus?
Oh my God. Do dogs?
Do dogs have stars?
Do they get affected by the zodiacs?
Surely.
Sure, yeah. We'll never know.
Well, if anyone's a Taurus, let us know. What are Taurus characteristics? Yeah. That's Minnie.
Help us better understand our dog.
Yeah. Love languages. We need to, like, know everything about her.
Let's do a love language quiz with her.
Yeah. Physical touch, yes.
Oh, yeah. She loves that
gifts,
shit.
Yes.
Yeah. I think she likes all of them.
Probably not acts of service. Leaving a shit on your carpet.
I stood in the shit she left on my white shag rug today. It was like hidden in the shag. And then I stood on it and smeared it through the shag further. That's too much. And I was running late, so I just left it. Just
left it. Yeah. It is what it is. Goodbye.
Tommy's going to have a mental breakdown when he gets home. He is such a clean freak.
Oh, my God.
And, like, now living with me, who is, like, naturally really messy, and Minnie, who shits everywhere.
Tom's in, like, hell. Literal hell. Oh my god. Anyway, so yeah, that's our main update, really. Yeah.
Bitch, I'm a mother. We also have another mascot that I thought you should all be made.
We do. I'm like, this is news to me.
I love surprising you.
What?
With random things. It is a crocodile.
Oh, Okay, yeah.
Our feminist icon.
Icon.
This was the article. Scientists discovered that a female crocodile at a zoo in Costa Rica impregnated herself after spending her life away from males. This is the first known virgin birth of a crocodile. The egg she laid in 2018 was stillborn but fully formed. Researchers determined that the offspring was 99.9% genetically identical to its mother.
Okay, I have questions. How?
Okay, so my lab coat is, like, so far away right now.
Does it say how, though? Like, what she just internally. So iconic.
Crocodile.
Imagine if you could do that.
Costa Rica.
Well, you kind of can as a human.
No, but you still need someone else's sperm.
True.
Like, you can't just be like, ooh, yeah, like, squeeze. I don't know what I'm squeezing. Just, like, squeezing. Like, no, but, like, seriously, yeah. Just think about it. Like, I want a baby. Like, how do you produce? Yeah.
And they look exactly like you.
She was living by herself for 16 years, and she laid fucking eggs. Her name is Coquita.
What an icon.
Okay.
Do they look the exact same?
99.9% genetically identical to the mom.
So the exact same?
Yes.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Wow.
Anyway, so she's also our new mascot because Queen impregnated herself. Don't need no man. Like that, she is a mother.
Yes. I think we're talking about this last week, but, like, 50 years from now. Like, will you just be able to do that? Like, I want to be pregnant. Bam.
Why do I feel like you would impregnate yourself?
I would.
No, like, fully and have a 99.9% genetically identical
person. I'd make them my, like, little assistant.
Instantly your mind goes to assistant.
Sorry.
I will enforce child labor. You will be my assistant from birth.
I swear when I actually get pregnant someday, someone's going to do like a welfare check on my children. I swear I'll be a good mom, okay? I promise.
They'll like compile all the little sound bites from like episodes over the year.
I will be a good mother, I promise.
No, you will be.
But yeah, if they were like the exact same as me, I would just like, how good would that be having like an assistant who thinks the exact same way as you do?
Yeah.
That's fab.
I know.
I would love that.
It's like a minion.
Literally.
I know. I feel like I can see that in your future.
I would love that. You could pop out 5 in that case. All my minions.
Can you imagine? Oh my god. Imagine having 5. God.
Perfect.
It's like my worst nightmare.
It's like my dream come true.
I don't think I could deal with 5 of me. I'd be like, you're so fucking annoying. And they'd be like, you're annoying.
It'd be fun. Yeah. 5 Caitlins would be so wild. That'd be so fun.
No, don't.
Our minions could all be friends.
And if they were
our minions, like our literal children.
If I had 5 identical cut copies of me, the thing is I'd have to have them all in the same stage of life. Because I'm just thinking the amount of personalities and like phases I've had in life.
Yeah.
If they're all at a different phase at a different time, fuck me. It would be like
all
my
of them
nightmare.
At your like 18, no, probably 19 phase.
My 19 phase.
Maybe 20.
Hopefully they're all in like motivated 25-year-old Caitlin hasn't gone out in 2 weeks their whole life phase. That's like the best one.
Yeah, probably not. Don't kid yourself.
Yours could be in like high school maths phase.
That's true.
Like jumping
maybe
the fence.
Maybe I wouldn't have them then.
My minions.
My minions no longer.
They have to get put down.
They So, yes, Minions. What a slay crocodile, though. That's iconic. Interested to see if in 50 years humans can do that.
We should make merch with Minnie and Coquita on the back. Coquita. Our two little slay queen.
Yes.
Imagine, like,
please. Imagine anyone who someone sees that and they're like, what? Like, I'm so confused.
Why is Girl Code releasing crocodile merch? It's Coquita.
Oh, my God. Genius.
Talk to me.
The spy cam could be in like a...
Not the spy wears back.
It could be like a toy crocodile. Coquita. And it's spy cam.
Dude, who would there ever suspect that?
No one.
I would never suspect a spy cam crocodile.
You could get it. It's like a pet toy, but it's like spy cam. And it's a crocodile. Coquita.
Genius.
Sometimes I have good thoughts.
Coquita. Coquita the spy cam. Honestly, I agree. No one's going to ever suspect that. It's very niche.
Super niche.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. We need to start really putting some steps in place for the spyware.
Yeah. In and out.
It's like up and down. You know that song?
Like
up.
I think like little bop ins and outs.
Ins and outs.
Cause
ins. Minnie?
Minnie? John?
Are they dead? Uncle John's dog sitting right now.
Yeah.
Hopefully everything's
should
okay.
Should I go check?
No, that'll be right.
Okay.
All she'll be doing is laying a fat log in your lounge room.
Don't tell me that. That will push me over the edge. Ins and outs time. So let's hit it. Hit it and quit it. Sorry.
Am I up first?
You are.
You're giving me the in and outs eyes. Yeah. Homemade blender juice.
We're going to need some more context.
Of course. I can provide. Mm-hmm. Okay, so me love juice. I love all drinks, actually. I'm a drinks girl. Like, I just want to have like 10 drinks at a time and not finish any of them. Like, that's my that makes me like,
do you want me to leave the room?
I'm getting so like, I'm thinking about having like, you know, when you go to a buffet and you can like fill your cart with all the juices. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
or on a cruise.
Oh my god,
you get unlimited like burgers.
But no, so true. When you have like the drinks package with your lanyard.
So good.
I'll have a mojito, please.
Oh my god.
And all the juice combos. Right. So anyways, love juice. Hate juices. Like the machines. Hate them. So too hard to clean. Admin. You waste so much product too. We won't go into that. But I do have a blender. And I'm sure most people have blenders. Pretty common household item. This lady on TikTok, she makes green juice in her blender.
Genius.
I actually can share that. I have it saved. I can share that if anyone's interested.
Do you remember when someone put cake in my blender?
That was my boyfriend.
It's all coming back to me. So
I actually don't know why that happened. We were pretty drunk.
It was your birthday, wasn't it?
It was.
We were making homemade margaritas for Caitlin's birthday, and I just had bought this beautiful new Smeg blender. And for some reason, Tom put Caitlin's birthday cake into the blender. I don't know why. I can't even remember.
I actually don't think I was paying attention. I think I was kind of doing something. I looked over and you guys were in the kitchen. He's like, I'm going to put this cake in the blender.
I was probably like, that's genius.
Yeah, I think we're all like on board for it. Yeah. But then it was just like,
I think cake like 5 minutes after I was like, why did we do that? That was weird.
Yeah, and then we're all just like, that was weird. And then we had a glass cleaning competition in the lounge room. Oh, yes. It was a weird fucking birthday.
That was weird.
They were having a fight over who was like the biggest clean freak. So they both went and got glasses.
We had a competition.
And polished glasses in the lounge room.
So Tom and I, we got a dirty glass and a polishing thing. And then we had 1 minute countdown and to who polished it the best won.
What a sick birthday.
This was at like 2 a.m. This is what I mean. Second location theory should have left a while ago. Otherwise, people stop fucking polishing glasses.
Polishing glasses and putting my birthday cake in Maddie's new Smeg
blender.
Things
just get weird. Okay. So anyways.
I also think you're giving one of Tom's friends a haircut. And
I did. I put my hair extensions on
and
him.
You clip her tape extensions in his hair.
I started straightening them. Mm. I put them in his head and then I started straightening them.
Yeah, so this really does reinforce the second location.
Really, truly.
Theory.
Off topic.
So you don't need to be restricted to having a juicer. And I just want you all to feel able to make green juices.
Everyone can feel included now.
Mm-hmm. And then you get these little cute aesthetic glass bottles. You pour your green juice into them.
The pouring videos, love that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then every day you just get your little green juice in the morning. Heaven.
You're just turning into a little yummy mummy.
Dude, I'm like full milk vibes
right now. No, you actually are.
I know.
I can imagine you walking with little Minnie on her cute little lead, holding your blended green juice.
Yeah. Like, I'm like a mother.
No, you actually
but
are.
Like, not to a kid, because I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but this is like put me off kids pretty hard.
Well, this goes into my one of my ins is being an aunt.
Like celibacy or something. Like, Jesus.
One of my ins this week is being an auntie, because first of all, I'm Minnie's aunt. Love that.
Of course.
But also, speaking of children, I went home last weekend for like 24 hours, very short trip, to see my boyfriend's family. And they have all new babies, and it was just so sweet, like hanging out with them. Loved it.
It was very wholesome content.
Very wholesome, but it just made me realize, I was like, I am so not there. I am so not there.
Yeah.
Like, having a child is just so much responsibility.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm sticking to being the fun aunt.
Honestly.
In conclusion.
And also shout out to, I know we have a lot of mums.
Shout out to mums that can do it.
Sorry. No, I'm not.
Shout out to mums that can do it. You guys are superheroes, seriously. I don't know how, I could not.
Even, and this sounds so stupid because she's a puppy, but like this week has been really challenging.
Do you have newfound respect for mums?
Yes. And I, like, she's so fucking cute, but it is hard work.
Yeah.
And it mentally really drains you. And she's a dog. Mm-hmm. I cannot.
A baby.
Imagine. Mm-hmm. And also mums who go back to work or like work from home or even not working, just literally looking after a child. I can't imagine.
Well, even because I was going back for John's nephew's first birthday, like they put so much effort into the party and like looking after the children. I was like, I just don't think I'm like, it's just so much work.
You have to really put them before you. And I think you have to be ready to like take a step back from your own life.
Yeah.
I'm not. I love my life.
I'm going to be the fun aunt that just.
Yeah. Buys gifts.
Yeah.
Travels around and then come stay with me for the night and then go home. No, I agree. But yeah, shout out to all the mums. Shout out to little baby Isaac's mum who I met on my walk the other day.
Oh, was this the person that came and said hello?
Yes.
That is so sweet.
I know. I met little baby Isaac. Oh. I know. She was like, oh, you need to have a baby. I was like, yeah.
Caitlin's now like, no.
Yeah. At the time I was like, oh my God, like he's making me want to have a baby. Yeah. But now I have my puppy like,
you're
5 years
sad?
At least.
Yeah. You're sad.
Minimum. Mm-hmm.
To conclude, being an aunt is my aunt.
In auntie, our mum. I have Tony's Chocolonely.
Caitlin always comes through with the good food recs.
Yeah, because I'm always starving.
Are you always on food TikTok?
Yeah.
Yum. I love food TikTok.
If you go through like mine and my boyfriend's messages, it is just videos food. Of food. Mm-hmm. He'll be like, let's go here. Mm-hmm. And it'll be like just some other random snack. So like I'm very across what's happening in the snack world. Mm-hmm. Tony's Chocolonely. I think it's an Amsterdam brand. I remember I saw it when I was there. You could go to the factory and stuff.
Amazing.
Delicious. They just started selling it in Woolworths. It is so good.
Chocolate?
It's like a block of chocolate. You'll see it because it says like Tony's Chocolonely. It's like big branding. And it is just so tasty.
Oh my God, amazing.
You have to try it.
Adding that to my cart.
Definitely. I also went to that phlegm bubble just like hit the back of my throat.
Yeah, dude.
So disgusting. I'd also like to flag after, do you remember last week when I said Little Moon's mochis are in?
Yes.
Guess who DM'd me on Instagram?
Don't.
I'm fucking serious.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Caitlin, you've made
they're
it.
Sending me,
oh
they're
my
sending
God.
Me the flavor I recommended.
Oh my God, like, Little Moons, reach out to me, please.
Hello at Little Moons if you're listening.
Please, I'm dying. I literally looked for them in Woolworths and it was sold out. Like, I can't get them.
It's coming to my house tomorrow.
Oh my God, please bring them over next time you're here.
No fucking way. Don't be stupid.
You dog. I'm literally going to come over and rub you off your Little Moons.
No, I was literally, it came through last night and it nearly brought a tear to my eye.
Wow.
Like, I could very well just go down to the shop and buy them, which I do every week. But, like, just being acknowledged and, like.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, so more fruit every week. So I'm jealous. Like, so now I love.
So now the next thing that I love, like, just going through every single brand. My next one is Europe Summer in.
Oh, no shit.
I know everyone's going to Europe Summer this year, but I posted a few things on my story. I was, you know when you just go through your camera roll and you get sucked in? That was me last night. Looking at all my old Europe content, and I'm just so excited. I can't wait.
I think I'm going to, like, combust.
Yeah, sorry to bring
in
that
a
up.
Bad way. I don't know if there's a good way to combust, but
I'm just really excited. So that's in. If anyone's going to Europe this year, slay.
Why Why do I feel like everyone's going?
Everyone's going. I wish I was going a little bit earlier. I feel like I'm late to the party.
No, I think right now it's too early.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. You're going at the best time.
Oh my God, stop it. Okay, yeah. Amazing.
I mean, it's not too early. Obviously, it's going to be beautiful at all times, but in the sense of like partying.
Yeah.
It's better to wait to like when around you're there. It's like the peak season. Yeah, yeah. Now there's like, do you remember we went in June?
Yeah, June was dead.
There was no good DJs or like parties or anything. We would just... Remember when we tried to go to the club?
We tried to go clubbing probably 4 times and they rejected us every time. They're like, come back later, it's shut. I'm like, it's 1 a.m.
No, literally, FYI, if anyone hasn't been before, clubs very late. Super late start.
I think we went at the start at 9, said no, come back later. We went back at 11, still shut. Then I think it was like 1, and then maybe we got in at 1 a.m.
We got in, but it was dead.
It was dead. And they had just opened, but at 1 a.m. Like, who? What?
And we were so drunk. We had like one hour of like, I wouldn't even call that power. And then we left.
It was a lot that night. It's so much fun. But yeah, Europe summer, slay.
Yeah, I'm immensely jealous but also very excited for, you know, you and the GC community who's taking part.
Also, for the girlies that have been asking for videos of what I'm packing, I will be doing that soon. Stay tuned.
I also have Apple Watch and DIY eyebrow tint. Mm-hmm. Apple Watch, you know... Me and my Apple Watch have had some ups and downs. I came in very strong, mm-hmm, pro Apple Watch. Then I did drop off like everyone said I would. I haven't worn it in like three months.
Everyone drops off.
Has anyone ever consistently worn their Apple Watch? Like,
some people probably
have. Fully imagine some people wearing them every day. You know those people who wear them to like a wedding?
Yeah, don't wear an Apple Watch to a wedding. Take it off.
Like, you can take it off.
You don't have to get your steps in at a wedding.
I feel like you either get one, use it for like a few weeks, and then forget to wear it, or you never remove it. Like, you walk down the aisle and you're like checking your pulse.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just weird.
I did that. I think I had it for a few weeks and then I dropped off. And then when you got into it, then I re-flared. And now we've both dropped off.
Yeah. Well, I'm picking it back up.
Okay. Well, maybe I will too.
Well, let's start wearing our Apple Watch.
Okay.
On Monday when I come meet you.
Okay.
I'm going to like tap our watches
and
together.
And bring the mochi balls.
Not fucking bringing them
I swear to God. I swear to God.
There is literally not a single chance in the world.
I'm not joking.
That I wouldn't have finished all 6 mochi balls by the time I see you. 6 packets? Well, like, there comes a 6 in a packet.
How many packets did you get?
I don't know. I haven't asked. It's coming tomorrow. I'm not leaving my house all weekend. They'll be probably eaten tomorrow night.
Okay.
I'll buy us some more.
All right.
DIY eyebrow tint.
Oh, yeah.
Save your cash, queens. 1,000 hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I used 1,000 hour lash glue. Is that bringing back memories?
You did 1,000 hour eyebrow tint one time on yourself and you didn't put
this. Oh, that's right. I said, God, stop, because I'd never used brow tint before. I didn't know you couldn't put it on your skin.
I said to Maddie, I was like, I tint my own eyebrows. Mm. So much cheaper. I was like, use this stuff, babe. She sends me a photo mid-application and she has it everywhere. Like, they were so big. And I was like, get that off your skin right now. You have to only have it on the eyebrows.
See, I didn't realize. I thought it just
did
like
tint. Did you read the instructions?
No, obviously not.
You should probably
stop. I literally just opened it through the instructions out.
Don't need you.
I thought it just would do the hair.
Or just forget about the skin.
I didn't know.
just be like, oh, that's
I
skin.
I put like a massive smear. And then I'm sending Caitlin photos and there's like black and she's like, dude, like, take it off.
Eilish was like, you need to get that removed.
You should have seen my face when I saw that text because you like, take it off, it's going to stain. I was like, oh my God.
You meant to put like, Vaseline like around.
I definitely did not do that.
We should next time. And so should the GC family that are listening.
It did work well though. I think it looked good when I took
it.
Oh
my God. It is so good. Well, I think I did mine about a month ago and they're pretty faded now. But it's just like you save so much money.
Yeah.
Like the hassle, the admin. Okay, so you know how we love a follow up?
We do.
I don't know if you remember, but I think it was last year or maybe, I don't know, it could be this year, I don't know. Someone wrote in and said they were seeing 2 guys at once and she didn't know who to choose. And we told her to flag both of them. Is this ringing any bells?
No.
Cool.
I have the memory of a goldfish.
No, me too. That was the concept. She wrote in, there was 2 guys. She didn't know what she should do. And we were like, leave them both, queen, focus on yourself. I couldn't find the original email because everything's sent anonymously. And I didn't really know what to search to find it. And I'm not trying to listen back through all our episodes. That is like, oh my God, that is like torture.
Mm.
I'd probably rather get waterboarded. Sorry. But you guys should listen.
No, I completely understand.
So this is her message. I wrote in last year. I was the one seeing two men at once and I couldn't decide who I wanted. I lived with one of them. Oh my God, it was her housemate. Do you remember? And she was ruining her housemate. And then she was also dating this other guy and she would felt really confused because she was hooking up with her housemate and like had feelings for him, but she wasn't dating him.
Mm.
And then she was like seeing another guy and like,
but he must have been doing something wrong.
They both had issues.
Okay, right.
There was lots on.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh my God. It's all coming back to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, your advice was to leave them both. Haha. It took me a while, but I realized they were both filling a small amount of my cup each, and I hated them both. Mood. She is part of the Juicy family.
Slay queen. Sorry, I need to stop saying slay again.
Oh, I love it. I am now completely single, have a roster, I'm off to Europe in 4 weeks, and hopefully buying a house when I get back.
Oh my God, what an icon.
She says, thank you. Having an outsider look in on this situation was super helpful and the kick I needed. Maybe I'll meet my Elliot Grange in the south of France. I love you. Wow,
that is the best snaps.
That is like one of the best updates we've ever had.
That is the best. Roster, heading to Europe and buying a house by yourself.
She was sharing an apartment or whatever with her housemate that she was like
treating
on and off with. Yeah, he was treating her not well. I think he was bringing other girls home. That's all coming back.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
And she felt like shit.
Yeah.
And now she's buying her own house with a roster.
That's amazing. She's
bringing him in and out of her own property.
So good. Go have the best time in the south of France.
Yeah, I hope you find your Elliot Grange.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, what a great update.
Right?
Incredible.
We also had another email that I wanted to flag with you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so someone wrote this in and it sparked interest. Mm. I have been working at a brothel as my second job and I've only told two friends. I feel like I'm living a double life. There is so much stigma to it, but I swear the guys that go to a brothel range from all different walks of life. Everyone knows men that go or have gone to a brothel. They just don't speak about it and take it to their grave. That was just a random submission she sent in. There was no further context. But what sparked interest? I want to talk to you.
Do you?
Sorry.
Okay.
I just leave it there.
I want to talk to you. Okay.
No, I mean, about I have brothels? So many follow-up questions because I think...
You know people that have been to brothels?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I don't think I know anyone that's been to a brothel.
No, I feel like you would.
I would.
No one tells you.
No one's talking about it.
Over my years, I have met a few people who have gone and I'm very curious about it. So I ask a lot of questions. So I kind of understand it all, but I want to speak to someone who works at a brothel.
That would be so interesting.
Right? Even like for an anonymous interview or something. Like, oh my God, just think it would be really interesting.
If anyone, actually, this girl...
Yes.
Write in. We want to interview anonymously.
Yeah. Like, or even.
I want to know what happens.
Even if you don't want to, like, you know, be on the pod, like, we can just read out your answers. Yeah. Or if you're a sex worker, you work at a brothel, we just have no idea about that realm from a worker's perspective. Yeah. And I think it would be so interesting because.
I want to know who comes in. Like, I want to know the clients.
Yeah. Well, the people that I've met that have gone, I think people might not expect them to have gone. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
I want to know the weirdest things people have asked, like the weirdest requests.
No, and I also want to hear...
Oh my God, I'm so interested.
I want to hear about the guys who come in and like talk about their feelings. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they just want to be like cuddled.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I want to hear like the craziest stories, like everything. Also just like how it affects you, how it doesn't affect you. Like I am just...
What's it like living the double life?
Right?
Oh my God, amazing.
So... Yeah.
Right in.
Right in. If anyone's interested, they want to come... give us the insights that we need. I think it would be a really interesting episode because I think a lot of people are so curious because it is very like...
So taboo. No one talks about it.
Right. Mm. And I think it, you know, we should speak about it to make it less...
You know what I actually love? I follow on my For You page so many girls that are sex workers come up. I love it. I watch it all the time. I find it fascinating.
No, for sure. Mm. I think it's really cool. I think we need to get someone on. We actually did try and get... a sex worker on previously.
Oh yeah. Well, if you are like write to us, we'd love to.
Yeah, it fell through, but
yeah,
this is re-flared.
But I think it is because no one speaks about it. It's so taboo. It's just such an interesting topic.
Yes.
And such a weird, like we've like a weird world that we've never experienced.
Yeah. No, I think that'd be really cool. So if you want to write in, please do.
Please do.
We also did a call out for a sugar baby like 2 years ago.
Oh my God, and that's no another thing through. That I want to know about. Sugar Baby Live.
This is a casting call.
Please write in. I want to know about the experiences of a sugar baby.
We can keep everything anonymous, or if you don't want it to be anonymous, we can obviously incorporate you into the pod. Sugar baby, I want escort. I want someone who works at a brothel. Like, I want to hear it all. Just like unique jobs. Even someone who's like an astronaut. Like, just things that are just a little bit out of the norm.
What else is there?
Even so, I'm not sure if any astronauts listen to Girl Code.
Probably not.
Maybe they do.
If you're an astronaut, would you be listening to this? No. You would not.
Well, I mean, if you're an astronaut.
I mean, write in if you are. That's would be cool. Like
crazy.
Okay, dilemma time. Bit of a dilemma here, girls. I broke up with my boyfriend of 6 months, but we haven't stopped talking and have been discussing getting back together after 3 days of being broken up. He's genuinely a great guy, very loyal, and has so much love for me, but I don't know if it's right for me to get back with him as we broke up over me being unhappy with us arguing every week. My friends are going to be so mad, but I just miss him so much. I don't think I'll find someone who loves me as much as he does.
Well, you will.
You will.
Sorry, that was so chesty.
It's tough love, but you definitely will find someone else if that's what you want to do.
That's like what I will say to anyone listening. You're not going to like never find someone again.
I feel like when you're going through a breakup or you're with someone, that's such a common thing to think, I'm never going to find someone that loves me or understands me as much as this person does.
Yeah, but you will always do.
It might take time. It might take a few months. It might take some years, but you will. 100%. If that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've only been broken up for 3 days.
Oh, shit, that is fresh.
I think give it some time to actually figure out what you want to do. Because right now you're in the thick of feelings of, I want him back. I miss him because you're used to having him around all the time. It's natural. You need to get through that and then see if you actually still do miss him.
Yeah, make sure it's not.
As a person.
It's also like so much easier just to go back and get that quick hit of like comfort. Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, I feel validated. I feel safe. I feel good. Yeah. But give it a week or two or even like a month. And
I'd say a few months.
Okay. All those issues will come straight back.
Yeah.
Or even, I don't know. I just feel like you can't ignore what went wrong.
That's so true. Like, there's valid points for you guys breaking up. If you're fighting all the time, you don't want to be in a relationship like that. It's not a healthy relationship. So it's only been 3 days. I'd say give it a few months to get over that initial missing someone that used to be there all the time and then actually figure out if you still miss him as a person or you just miss having someone.
Yeah, someone around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you need to give being single a good shot.
Give it a good, yeah.
It is like, obviously it's hard for you to have said everything and broken up with him, pulled that band-aid off. Like, that probably took you so much, like, time to work up to. And then for you just to unravel all that and go straight back. You owe it to yourself to stick to your decision just for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And maybe go on, like, a holiday or, like, do something. Work on yourself, change your routine, change some things up, and then if you still miss him,
then revisit. But also only revisit if there's both, on both sides, there's been self-work happen, because otherwise the arguing is just going to continue.
Yeah.
You know? So you guys have to have some time apart, work on the arguing, whatever's causing it, communication issues, go to therapy, do whatever you need to do. And then if you still want to be with him in a few months down the track, then good luck.
You're just gonna follow your heart.
I would say to stick with the breakup because I think it sounds like you guys had valid reasons and you just got to push through.
And you don't want to get back together just to like make, you know, soothe the feelings you both are feeling, and then after like a couple of months be like, all right, now I have to break up with you again because everything's happening all over again.
I remember when I was going through my breakup, something that really helped me is that a breakup is like an addiction, you know, this metaphor, and it's like you want to get that. It's like you're weaning off a drug.
Yeah.
And it's been 3 days of you not having that drug and you are really craving a hit, basically. Mm-hmm. And if you go back, it's just going to happen again. You'll get that buzz and then the same thing will continue.
Yeah.
And it's a cycle. So push through and hopefully it works itself out. If you guys get back together, great. If not, single queen.
Yeah, you definitely just need time to make sure either decision is the right decision.
Yeah.
You can just ask him to stop talking to you for a bit.
That's good.
Respectfully. Yeah,
respectfully.
You know, just need a little bit of time for both of us. Mm-hmm.
I think that's mature.
Speaking of couples therapy and also being single, you just sparked something in my head. I saw the best prompt for, like, I don't know if you use prompts. I think it's like Hinge prompts.
Oh, yeah.
You know how they ask you questions? And it was like something we could do together. And someone wrote couples therapy. And I think that is so funny.
That is funny.
Yeah. Mm. Anywho. We have a special guest.
For anyone watching on Spotify, you can see Minnie.
This is Minnie.
It's her debut.
Minnie, say hi.
She's going to be famous, a star.
Obviously, she can't really contribute.
She can't voice her opinions just yet, but she's a star.
All she has to do is look cute. You know, you don't expect too much.
No, she's an icon.
But yeah, I just wanted you all to meet her.
Housekeeping before we let you guys go. If you would like to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook, it's all at Girl Code, the podcast. And if you would like to download this episode or share it on your story, give us a 5-star review. Please feel free. It really helps us out.
If you actually love Minnie, then you should definitely give us 5 stars.
5 stars.
And if you share it on your story, you give Minnie a virtual pat.
5 stars. Perfect. Oh my gosh, she's so cute. But yeah, that's it for this week. We hope you guys have enjoyed the episode and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.